First of all, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation, and pay respects to their elders past and present. Certainly like to welcome people here in Sydney and in Brisbane and also in Melbourne. The Australian funds management industry is facing a significant change in the regulatory landscape with the introduction of the CCIV and the ARFP regime. And at ASIC, we've been hard at work preparing for those changes. We've been doing this in four key areas. First, providing support to Treasury in the design of the new legislative regime. Second, working to design and build the IT infrastructure and the systems that will be needed to operate it. Third, as a representative on the Joint Committee of the Asia Region Funds Task Force, and currently as chair of the ARFP Joint Committee. And fourth, producing guidance to assist the funds management industry to understand how we will apply the new legislative regime. Now, first of all, in terms of Treasury, we continue to support Treasury in terms of the legislative build, and we recognise that Treasury has been working very hard to finalise the core chapters and produce further bills for consultation on the consequential amendments needed and the tax framework. And like you, we look forward to seeing these legislative developments. In terms of the IT infrastructure and the system, we're developing a new regulatory portal which will be used by the regulated community, by yourselves, for applications to and interactions with ASIC. Responsible entities, corporate directors and passport fund operators will be able to use this portal to generally interact with us, and it will provide a customer-centric service that allows users to transact with ASIC online, deliver better services through simplified, accessible and easy-to-use personalised online services, and will provide key features such as applying with ASIC online for nominated applications and ASIC interactions, the ability to track your applications, save an application, provide online payments and correspond with ASIC directly. So what we're trying to do with this process is to make the CCIV and the ARFP engagement as simple and straightforward as we can. In terms of how we will interact with you as this develops, we hope to have future sessions on the online interactions and portal so we can give you demonstrations of how that will work in practice. In terms of the Joint Committee, Australia is currently chair of the Joint Committee with Thailand as the deputy chair. We recently had a Joint Committee meeting in Thailand, and we will have a subsequent one in Australia in early next year. The regulators in each participating economy are working with industry at the moment to create a pilot. And we're looking forward to, as this develops, that we will have volunteers to step into this process and identify areas that we might be able to assess where barriers exist and where further development is required. We'll shortly be putting out an expression of interest for people who might be interested in participating in that pilot, and we have members of the Financial Services Council in the room who may help with that process. However, today our focus is on the guidance that we recently issued and this fourth aspect. This guidance includes an updated and consolidated guidance for the existing managed investment industry and new guidance about aspects of the proposed CCIVs and ARFP regimes. The core guidance will be supplemented by an information sheet on governance considerations and some less substantive amendments to our regulatory guides to be released later. As the funds management industry is undergoing this significant change, we've taken the opportunity to also update and reorganise our existing substantive regulatory guides that will apply across the industry. And in organising and reorganising our guidance, we've aimed to reduce the need to consult multiple regulatory guides to find our substantive policy on matters relating to funds management, to update our policy that it reflects the current views and practices in relation to MIS, and improve the efficiency of the legislation by addressing issues that we've identified over time in the administration of the relevant provisions. The existing regulatory guides, which we have reviewed and to which the extent relevant form part of the draft new and updated regulatory guides, are listed in the appendix to our CP, CP 296.